From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Gruesome task of recovering the bodies of victims continued in Somalia's capital. At least 20 people were killed. A huge explosion there from a truck bomb. Residents described the blast as the most powerful that they had heard in the city in years. Explosion appeared to be a target of a hotel on a busy road in the Hodan district. At least 15 people were injured, according to police. While there was no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast, Al-Shabaab often targets high-profile areas of Mogadishu for deadly bombings. President Trump's refusal to certify the Iranian nuclear deal has sparked a new war of words between the Islamic Republic and the U.S., fueling growing mistrust and a sense of nationalism among Iranians. We get more now from VOA's Maya Bush.
Iranian officials and media outlets on Saturday uniformly condemned Trump for accusing Iran of violating the spirit of the 2015 accord and calling on Congress to toughen the law governing U.S. participation. Trump said he was not ready to pull out of the deal, but warned he would do so if it were not improved. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said his country would remain in the deal, but continue to build and test ballistic missiles, something allowed under the nuclear deal, though Americans believe it violates the accord's spirit. Maya Bush, VOA News.
Pakistan and the United States, uneasy allies in the war against terrorism, appear upbeat after better cooperation they've had with relations, a joint effort to free a U.S.-Canadian family from Taliban captivity. Pakistani security forces rescued the family, acting on a tip from U.S. intelligence. The family now has been repatriated to Canada. This is VOA News. A spokesman for Syrian militia says Islamic State fighters are expected to evacuate the city of Raqqa in a withdrawal agreement with the U.S.-backed Syrian militias surrounding them. On Friday, scores of civilians fled Raqqa ahead of an anticipated final push in the city by U.S.-backed fighters aiming to retake it from the Islamic State. We get more on the story now from VOA's Mel Arcega.
Some 100 fighters from the Islamic State group handed themselves over to U.S.-backed fighters as fighting continued with remaining gunmen in a pocket inside the city. U.S.-backed fighters of the Syrian Democratic Forces have been on the offensive in Raqqa since early June and have so far captured more than 80% of the city under the cover of airstrikes by the U.S.-led coalition. IS still controls a city stadium that is believed to be a jail run by extremists, as well as a national hospital and a small part of northern Raqqa. Mil Arcega, VOA News.
Venezuelans cast ballots today in regional elections that are widely seen as a vital test for both the president, Nicolas Maduro, and his opposition. Many polling experts say the opposition coalition could win 20 of the state's elections, a feat that would mark the first time since 2000 Maduro's Socialist Party would be forced to rule a country with so many opposition governors. Opposition was unable to sustain anti-Maduro protest, in which 125 people were killed between April and July, after Maduro opposed the protest and formed the Constituent Assembly. Conservative Sebastian Kurz could become one of the world's youngest leaders if he becomes Austria's next chancellor. Reuters' Pascal Davies reporting.
As Austria heads to the polls in Europe's next election on Sunday, the spotlight is on 31-year-old Sebastian Kurz, who's tipped to become one of the world's youngest leaders if he's voted in as chancellor. Despite his fresh face, the foreign minister has used a traditional line when it comes to immigration. He frequently reminds voters that he opposed opening borders in 2015. Kurz wants to restrict benefits for refugees and other new arrivals. The migration crisis playing into the hands of the far-right Freedom Party, whose candidates came close to winning last year's presidential runoff. The election stoking more concern among liberals about the rise of populism in Europe.
Reuters' Pascal Davies reporting. Hurricane Ophelia expected to take aim at Britain, Ireland over the weekend, a rare storm for the North Atlantic, expected to carry high winds, 185 kilometers per hour right now, as well as rough seas, also affecting five western counties of Ireland.
That's the latest world news from VOA.